Welcome, we are Maseches Tainis, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, the first of the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Chama says, Rabbi Chama, Amar Chanin, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Barzel ve Barzel Yachad, that iron sharpens other pieces of iron? Lo melecha to tell you, ma barzel ze, echon mechadid is chavero, just like one piece of iron can sharpen another piece of iron, can sharpen its friend, its common substance. Afshnei talmidei chachamim, so too two talmidei chachamim, mechadid in ze ze behalacha, can sharpen each other. Lehalacha. The Ein Yaakov writes that this comes to teach us that if a person cannot find a Rav Hagun, right, the previous Gemara is discussing the importance of finding somebody to learn from that is proper, not only in their erudition in terms of Torah, but also in terms of their ethical and moral standing and being someone who represents the values of Torah. If, let's say, one cannot identify someone of that caliber to be able to study from, so then, says the Ein Yaakov, the Gemara is coming to tell us now that you should find yourself a chavrusa. So find yourself someone you could at least study with. And by engaging in the process in the Mechamta Shel Torah together, by engaging in debate and discussion, by trying to pierce each other's svaros and understandings and analyses, you will yourself refine your understanding and your arrival at truth in terms of your own study of Torah. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana says Rabba Barchana, Lomanim Shalu Dibre Torah Ke'esh. Why are the words of Torah compared to an Eish, compared to a fire? Shenemar, because as we know it says, Halo Kol Divarai Ke'esh Ne'um Hashem, is my word not like an Eish, not like a fire? Ne'um Hashem, these are the words of Hashem. Lomar Lecha, to tell you, Ma Eish Eino Dolek Yechidi, just as a fire does not ignite from one individual source of fuel. If you're, let's say, building a fire from wood, you need multiple boards of wood in order to ignite a fire. Af divrei Torah, so too divrei Torah ein miskayim biyachidi. It does not sustain itself through engagement only by one person in solitude. In other words, one always needs a chavrusa, one always needs somebody to engage back and forth with in the study of Torah in order to be able to refine one's thinking and to ultimately come to the proper conclusions. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, and that's what Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina would say, my dichsiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, cherev el habadim v'no alu, that a sword, cherev el habadim, a sword comes to one who is alone, v'no alu, and they become like fools. So cherev al sonen shel talmidei chachamim, a sword comes on the enemies of talmidei chachamim, of Torah scholars, she'oskin bad v'bad b'torah, who themselves involve themselves in studying Torah in solitude without any chavrusa. V'lo od, and not only that, ela shemitapshim, but it actually makes them like a tipesh, it makes them foolish as well. She'emar v'no'alu, because the pasuk says that they also become fools. V'lo od, and not only that, ela shechotin. But this is a expression of chait. This is a sin. Ksiv hacha, because it says the word vino'alu, that those who learn alone are, they become foolish. Ksiv hasam, and it also says asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. So you see that this word no'alu is associated with chatanu. Therefore, people who study by themselves are guilty and therefore are considered like sinners. Viba yisema mehacha, and some say that the connection between no'alu and being foolish or being a chote comes from a different pasuk, that the pasuk says no'alu sorei tzoan, that the sorei tzoan, the officers of tzoan, have become no'alu, have become fools. Hisu es Mitzrayim, they have led Mitzrayim away, astray. And so therefore, that's considered like being a chote, and that connects the word no'alu with being a sinner. And the Marsha explains that obviously, as we explained the Gemara before, if you don't have a chavrusa, then you're not able to refine your thinking. No one challenges you. No one can catch a mistake. But not only that, but it leads to chatoim. How does it lead to chatoim? Because if you come to erroneous conclusions in matters of halacha, and you're studying on your own, so then you will end up doing the wrong thing. If you're studying birabim, and there are other people in the environment, then they can challenge your thinking. They can challenge your conclusions, and you ultimately will do the correct thing. The Ma'arami Mintz discusses the fact that, okay, we definitely understand the advantages of learning with a chavrusa, But I'm sure many of us that are involved in the study of Daf HaShavua find ourselves learning alone all the time. Is learning alone really that detrimental? You always need a chavrusa. It's not always convenient. It's not always realistic to have a chavrusa. A person can't advance in their Talmud Torah by learning alone. So the Marami Mintz makes an interesting point in his Chuvos. He explains that actually this only refers to the times of Chazal. Times of Chazal where everything was studied Baal Peh. So think about it. If you are retaining your learning and you're only learning by yourself, then you're only operating within the orbit of the information you have and within the limitations of your understanding of what you received. However, Bizman HaZeh, that we have access to so many Sfarim, and especially, you know, in our generation, where we have access to Sfarim that have so much elucidation and explanations and footnotes and translations, so that's not called learning alone. Learning with Sfarim that have the capacity to be able to help us understand things, clearly that's not called learning alone. Learning Gemara with Rashi, that is a Chavrusa. Rashi is your Chavrusa. And the same thing is true in general with learning Halacha. In fact, he interprets the Mishnah, Knei Lecha Chaver, in the Mishnah in Avos, a strange formulation, purchase for yourselves a Chaver. So he says, no, it means Knei Lecha Chaver, meaning Knei Lecha Chavrusa. Buy Sfarim. Invest in books and resources that could help us study properly and understand things properly. One of the things we see from this Gemara is the importance of not just learning as an effort in the study of Torah, but in gaining clarity and truth and precision in what the meaning of Torah is and what precisely we're supposed to walk away from it with in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos, in terms of observance of Halacha, in terms of Koach HaSvara, is so much a fundamental part of Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ka'etz, why are the words of Torah compared to a tree? Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hilu Machazikim Bo, Torah is a tree of life for everyone who clings to it. So Lomer Lecha, to tell you, Ma Eitz Katan Madlik Es HaGadol, just like when it comes to wood. A small piece of wood could be madlik, could ignite a larger piece of wood. Af Tamidei Chachamim, so too Tamidei Chachamim, Ktanim Mechadedim Es HaGadolim. The younger ones are mechadeg, they sharpen the minds and the insights of the gedolim, of the older ones. Why? Because those that are weaker, those that are younger, those with more limited background, ask questions, they challenge ideas. When you're a colleague, so then perhaps you are somewhat invested in ensuring that you're colleague thinks that you do understand what's going on. Perhaps we're a little more apprehensive about challenging somebody's ideas who is on a equal level to us in learning. But when we are dealing with people who are on a lower level, so it's expected. They're going to challenge, they're going to ask, they're going to try to understand. And unless something can be articulated and explained, so then it's not really an idea, it's not really an insight that one could really qualify as being something that is unquestionably true. And so therefore, Ktanim Mechadidim Es HaGadolim. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Chanina, that's where Chanina would say, Harbe lamadati mirabosai, I learned a lot from my teachers. Mechavara yosem mirabosai, I actually learned more from my chaverim, from those that were equal to me. But mitamida yosem mikulam, but I learned most from my students. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa would cite the following contradiction. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Likras tsamei heisoyu mayim, that you should bring water to those that are thirsty. Metaphorically, that means that someone who is teaching Torah should go to the student in order to teach them Torah. Viksiv, but in another Pasuk it says, Hoi, behold, called Samay Lechulamayim, that anyone who's thirsty should go to the water, which means the student, the Talmud, who wants to study, wants to learn, they should go to the teacher. So it's a contradiction. Who's supposed to go to who? Are teachers supposed to pursue Talmidim, or are Talmidim supposed to pursue Rabbeim? So im Talmud Hagun Hu, if this, as the Gemara, if the student, if the Talmud is a Talmud Hagun, they're a proper student, they have good character, they're of good values, Likras Tzamei Heseyu Mayim, then the teacher should go to the Talmud. V'ilav, but if he's not of proper character, so Hoy Kol Tzamei L'chulamayim, so then, if he wants to study, then he should go to the Melamed, he should go to the Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama would make the following contradiction. It says in the pasuk, Yafotsu ma'nasecha chutza, that Yafotsu ma'nasecha, your minos, your wells, should spread chutza, they should spread outwards. Which means, says Rashi, that you should teach Torah to other people. Ruksiv, and it also says in the pasuk, Yulecha levadecha, that rather you should have it for you, for yourself alone. So which is it? Is Torah something that we're supposed to spread to as many people as possible? Or is Torah something that we keep these insights and ideas to ourselves? So it says the Gemara, we distinguish im Talmud Hagun Hu, if the opportunity arrives to teach a Talmud who is Hagun, who is proper in his midos, in his approach, in his outlook in life, Yafotsu Manasech Chutza, then you should spread the Torah towards him. V'im lav, but if not, you lecha levadecha, then you should not do so. You should keep it for you alone. You should keep it for you yourself, and you should not necessarily teach that individual. And that's what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write, that we shouldn't necessarily teach students who do not behave properly. What does it mean that they don't behave properly? It doesn't necessarily mean that they're just deficient in a total commitment to Shmiras HaMitzvos. What it means is that their values are distorted. Their outlook is completely off. And as a result, anything you teach them will be internalized into a framework that itself is highly problematic. And you're just going to end up creating more and more of a challenging situation. Rather, we have to be sure that people are of good character, so that they could internalize the wisdom of Torah, and that it could be part of a framework and a lifestyle that represents the values of Hashem. V'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, says Rechina bar Idi, Lama nimshu l'divrei Torah l'mayim, why the words of Torah compared to mayim? Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim. Behold, anyone that is tzameh, anyone that is thirsty, should go to water. Lama l'cha to teach you ma'mayim, just like water manichid makom gavoa, moves from a higher area of a holchin l'makom namuch, and goes to a lower area, it flows downwards. Af divrei Torah, so to divrei Torah, a miskayim mishadato shufela, are only miskayim, they only are retained by somebody who themselves is dato shufela. They exhibit a sense of humility, says the Marsha, which means that if you want to study Torah, you have to be willing to extend yourself, even at the expense of your own kavod, of your own honor, and submit to the wisdom and to the direction and to the guidance of someone greater than you. The Amar Rabbi Yoshia, says Rabbi Yoshia, Lama nimshul dibrei Torah l'shloshim ashkin alalu, why are the words of Torah compared to three mashkin, these three liquids, v'mayim v'yayin v'cholav, they're compared to water, to wine, and to milk. Dechsev, as we know, the pasuk says, we've quoted already, hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, behold those that are thirsty, should go to water. Dechsev, it also says, l'chu shibru v'echlu, l'chu shibru b'lo chesef, v'lo mecher yayin v'cholav, that you should buy and you should eat, you should buy wine and you should buy milk, below mechir, without any price, yayin v'cholav, you should buy the wine and the milk, lomer l'cha, to teach you mashlo shemashkin halalu. Just like these three liquids, emis kaim melo pachas shebekelim, are only preserved properly if they are put in the most pachas shebekelim, the least strong kelim, which are earthenware kelim, klichares, after divrei Torah, so to divrei Torah, emis kaim elo b'mi shedato shefela, are only retained by someone who exhibits the midos of humility. Like the daughter of the Caesar said to Rav Shua ben Chananya, I chachma mifora bechli mechuar, that the chachma, the wisdom of Torah, which is great, which is amazing, which is mefora, bechli mechuar, is in a ugly vessel. Meaning he himself is not a very good-looking person. Amar La, so he says to her, Avich, that does your father, Rami Chamer of Mani Bechapachra, does your father put wine in earthenware vessels, which are also not, don't look so good? So Amar La, she says to him, El Mai Nirme, what else should we put the wine in? Everyone uses earthenware vessels. So Amar Lei, so he says to her, Atun dechashvitu remove minoi dehabu v'chaspa. You are choshev, you are nobility. Remove minoi dehabu v'chaspa. You should be putting your wine in kalim that are like dohava, that are gold, or kaspa, that are silver. So she went and she gave this suggestion to her father. And he put the wine in the gold and the silver kalim, and it became takif, it became sour. So when they came and they told him that the wine became sour, he says to his daughters, who told you to do this? So she said to him, Rabbi Shua Mechananya told me to do this. So they called for Rav Shua ben Chananya, and he says to him, why did you tell my daughter to do this? So Amarlei, he asked him, the way she spoke to me is how I replied to her. Meaning, just like she told me that she was surprised that, or shocked that, that wisdom could be contained in an individual who themselves is ugly. So I said to her, look, wine also, which is a very precious thing, is preserved in something that is not particularly attractive. Says the Gemara, Va'ika Shapire de Gemire. There are people who are Shapire, who are beautiful. De Gemire, who taka are big Talmidei Chachamim. So it doesn't seem like one of the requirements to be successful in learning is to not be handsome. So Habu Sanus, Rabbi Yeshua answers, if these people would not be so good looking, so Tfei Habu Gemire, they would be even greater Talmidei Chachamim. So Rashi says, because somebody who is very handsome and very into themselves, so they are less prone to doing the more difficult work that it takes in order to review over and over and make sure that one's Torah and wisdom is completely retained. Says the Gemara, Davar Acher, another explanation of comparing Torah to water, to wine, and to milk. Mashlosha, mashkin, halolu, just like these three liquids, ein nifsalon elo behesach hadas, only become spoiled if there's a hesach hadas, if you're not focused on them, if you're not invested in them. After divrei Torah, ein mishtachim elo behesach hadas. So too, divrei Torah is only forgotten if there's a hesach hadas, if we don't give attention to it. And that's what Rashi says, that if a person is not involved in ensuring that their divrei Torah, that their learning evolves and develops and continues to grow, and it's not something that's conscious and intentional and something we work on, then it simply will deteriorate. We know that's true about Chazorah. We know that's true about just in general growth in our learning.